This is Scott Beck with the Becker Private Equity Podcast. Eight or so stories we're following today, and what a fascinating day in news, the markets, the midterms, and a lot more. Well, a separate podcast around Elon Musk and Twitter, around the midterms, around Sam Bankman-Fried, and around the concept of de-risking when you can, which is a constant message in business. But here's the eight stories we're following today, and we'll go into deeper on the midterm shortly. First is the midterms. It's likely that the Republicans barely took the House and that the Democrats retain control of the Senate. Either way, there's going to be razor-thin majorities in either House, House and Senate for either party. Not the red wave some were expecting, but also not the great tumult for the Republicans that was expected this summer after Roe versus Wade. The good news is, I think, for most of us, that President Trump's influence, and I'm not an anti or pro-Trump guy, I just think he's very divisive, that his influence will be reduced. The pro-Trump candidates did not fare that well, and it looks like this will help to start to lessen his input on American politics. Though I do think as long as he keeps on getting prosecuted, he might feel like he has to keep on running for self-preservation. But we'll see. In any event, that's the midterms. A lot to be positive on for both sides and for America's democracy. That's my perspective on it. Second, the markets rose yesterday with the Nasdaq up 0.49%, the Dow up 1%, and the S&P up 0.56%. Third, the futures are down and the markets are down this morning after a very mixed election last night. So that's where that's at. Fourth, Bitcoin is getting slaughtered. It's down in the 17,000 range. It's down about 20% in the last 2 days and really has gotten slaughtered. Fifth, Lyft fell, and I sort of like that combination of words, Lyft fell yesterday nearly 23%. And so that's a debacle for Lyft. Sixth, Meta Facebook announces that it's cutting 11,000 jobs on top of other job cuts. Mark Zuckerberg announced he got this wrong in terms of some of his expansion. And so you've got them reducing what their headcount to try and get back to profitability. Seventh, Sam Bankman-Fried, and he is a crypto billionaire, fascinating figure, and generally a well-liked figure in the crypto universe. His net worth went from $16 billion to less than a billion yesterday, as the crypto exchange that he founded came under tremendous fire. So his net worth dropped to less than $1 billion. The fall of SBF has wide-ranging consequences. We'll cover that separately, but really a fascinating story. We'll talk about it in a separate podcast shortly. Eighth, the lesson of the day and podcast today is de-risk when you can. De-risk your balance sheet when you can. I'm constantly reminded, yes, you could play your winners all the way through, and this was the old mantras, but at some point, you have to take money off the table just to make sure you're always safe and secure as a family and situation. Then if you're de-risking, you need to take that money and put it into relatively less risky assets. You can't take it out of one business and put it all into equities. That defeats the purpose of quote-unquote de-risking. You diversify, but you're still very much at risk. Thank you for listening to the Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast. We'll be back at you with several other episodes today. Thank you for listening.